This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, on the weekend edition, folks, prior to the anticipated attack by Iran against Israel, we had talked about how the world could likely be very different as we made our way through the weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday morning. And, well, it is. Thankfully, though, 99% of these drones and missiles, cruise missiles, were all taken care of, and watching those anti-missile systems take out those drones and the other missiles that were coming in over Israel, it was really something to see. Very dramatic video of watching these things at work. Now, just imagine if this continues on, or would continue on eventually. You know, if they might get through, but it wasn't to be, and that's a good thing. And the world is still, though, very different, because we're going to see what Israel's going to do next. But, folks, welcome to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. If you're just getting up and turning on the radio, it is Monday. Yes, it is tax day. Yeah, unfortunately, it is that. So we hope that you have everything signed, sealed, and delivered. But we do want to hear from you. 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for us this morning. And if you have any questions or comments for Frank Salvato, who's joining us this hour. Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, I know you've been watching this all weekend long, as we have as well. Everybody has been glued to this. But certainly, Frank, we did see the attack, and we saw how it got repelled, basically. But what do you think the state of affairs is right now?
No, it's up in the air. You know, Iran, everyone needs to understand that Iran doesn't look at this as a loss. They're trying to light the candle in the Middle East. They want confrontation, so this is just the first act that's going to be one of many, I fear. What we didn't understand completely is that the Israeli defense systems, if in fact their allies back them up, are incredible. I mean, it was impressive. When only 1% of what they shot off it affected anything, That's a heck of a number.
Yeah.
To be able to be 99% effective. So it's crucial that the allies stand with Israel, not only in rearming them, but in providing aid in their defense. Because without what the allies contributed, especially Britain and the U.S., without that element, it would have been a much different story in the end. Now, the retaliation on Iran, let's figure out how to do it smart. I don't necessarily agree with the Biden administration's idea that it needs to be 100% diplomatic. I think we can use special forces and clandestine forces to really throw a wrench into their military machine, especially when it comes to their nuclear aspirations. Mm-hmm. Just like the Israelis did before when they inserted a virus, which they won't admit.
Stuxnet. Yeah.
But Iran will, if they keep doing things like they did Saturday, they're necessarily going to be depleting their arsenal. We need to monitor who's helping them rearm up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden has evidently told Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel got a win, and this is the primary reason why they don't need to do anything after this. I mean, what do you think of that?
the win, it was a win because they demonstrated they have a superior defense force. I mean, like I said, that was impressive. 99% success is impressive. But they don't need to do anything, and you shouldn't do anything, and don't you dare do anything. He doesn't have the right to say that to another nation. He just doesn't. That would be like the world telling us you don't act after 9/11. You just, you know, yeah, you can try and be diplomatic with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but we don't want you lashing out against them violently because we're just not going to tolerate it. We would have said, screw you.
Exactly. Well, Biden has to tell them, you know, show restraint or don't do anything, because Biden's in the midst of trying to woo voters in this country that are actually, that in some groups, are actually pro-Hamas. I mean, this is really, really screwed up.
It is cowardly of him to put politics before the well-being of human lives. That's the only thing I can say about it. If he's putting his, I need to be in power and I need to win this election, ahead of the people of an entire country that are loyal to the United States, then he's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person. You know, you don't do that to allies. You know, why? Because I need power, so it's okay if you die. I won't help you defend against terrorists who are attacking your country because I need to be in power. That's selfish.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And, well, of course, I was really pleased that the United States forces were so instrumental, too, in helping to protect Israel. But it's that grudging, you know, sort of protection that the Biden administration in and of itself has. That's what I think is very, very concerning for just the reasons that you just enumerated.
Well, you know, you can't put politics ahead of keeping World War III at bay. You know, because really that's where we are. This regional thing that's happening here could go bad quick.
Yeah.
Depending on who wants to side with Iran, and we already know that they're kind of a nexus with Red China, with North Korea, and with Russia. So, yeah, it could go south quick.
Yeah, it really, really could. Very, very different world in a New York minute, as they say. All right, Frank, stay right there. We are coming right back in just a few moments. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Power One.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, imagine years from now, historians, maybe school kids, you know, looking back at what was happening in 2024 for the election season, and they realize that the leading presidential candidate had to be tied up in all of these different court cases. That there had to be all this stuff that was simply geared to keeping him off the campaign trail or off the ballot entirely. I wonder what they might think about this. You know, sometimes we get some perspective, you know, far into the future. We looked at past events and we say, yeah, we see exactly what they were doing. Well, we kind of see that too. As well today. Folks, welcome back to the show. As we said, Kyle Warren with you. We've got Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and also author of the book Nullification with us once again. Hello again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
So what do you think? I mean, obviously, a lot of people see what's happening. The reason I bring this up is that Sununu was asked about this earlier, about what people think about Donald Trump if he got convicted. Stephanopoulos was asking Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, you know, what happens if he gets convicted? And he said people see this as some kind of reality TV. Do you think he's got something there?
Well, it's the ultimate reality TV.
Yeah.
Because it affects everybody. In the long run, it affects everybody because we're talking about somebody who's vying for leadership in our government. So it's not a game. It's not a game reality TV show. It's, boy, this is actually happening right in front of our eyes, and we're witnessing this. Yeah, it is that kind of reality TV. I said this years ago when Barack Obama was first running for president. And I said, don't let the Chicago politics genie out of the bottle. I said, it's going to be very bad for the country, and you will not be able to get it back in. And the reason that I allude to that is because the tactics of the Democrat Party are Chicago tactics. How do we cripple the opposition so that we're the only choice? And that's what they're doing with lawfare. They've decided to go after him, not one-on-one, mano-a-mano in the arena of politics, where it's an election that matters. They're doing smoky backroom dark money politics that is endemic of Chicago and Tammany Hall in New York, where it's, well, you know, you win at all costs, whether it's dirty or not. The lawsuits are dirty. If you spend maybe 10 minutes listening to Alan Dershowitz, who by no stretch of the imagination is a friend of the Republican Party.
Right, no kidding, yeah.
You know, he spells it out for you. This is ridiculous. It's unconstitutional across the board. And this is the result of George Soros interfering in elections with his money to get neo-fascist progressive district attorneys and attorney generals elected to office. This is dirty politics. This is dark money, dirty politics. You know, Democrats don't want to admit it, but it is the Chicago genie that's out of the bottle. You know, when they say that, we stand for justice and we stand for the little guy and social justice this and equity that, it's just a bald-faced lie because their actions speak louder than words.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, this whole thing about going after Trump the way that they're doing it, as you're describing quite rightly, and is I would think, well, if Trump was going to fizzle, you know, and they really, you know, everything's so much better and the adults are in the room and all that other stuff, then why not just let Trump go out there and fizzle? In fact, we want him to be the nominee, should be their mantra, but they're treating him like, you know, they have to really destroy him or else they're going to lose.
If they had something to run on, they'd be running on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the whole thing here. They had 3+ years, and they've said it all along. Oh, it's much better, says John. Donald Trump is so much better. Okay, then run on the economy. You know, okay, then run on the secure border. Okay, then run on how everybody's doing better in their wallet. Run on how wonderful the world's going with no conflict and everybody's getting along. Run on that. But they can't, because everything they say is political talking point rhetoric that's so hollow it whistles in the wind.
Yeah, yeah. And I, for the life of me, still, I mean, this is their saying, but for the life of me, I don't know how Donald Trump is stealing our democracy. I don't get it.
Well, as far as I know, in November, elections are still taking place.
Right.
You know, now, when democracy is stolen, as in, like, I don't know, Ukraine, elections are suspended. In Venezuela, elections are suspended. If they don't like what's happening in the streets in Havana, Cuba, elections get suspended. You know, in Moscow, if they don't like the way it's going, suddenly opposition dies. That's stealing democracy.
But if that were ever to occur here, and again, this is far-fetched and just, you know, theoretical food for thought, but if that were to happen here, they would no doubt say, we are going to save democracy by doing what we're doing. You know, and that would be our authority, quote-unquote, the Democrat Party might say.
Then they have to explain to me how not providing Secret Service protection for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saving democracy.
Good point.
Here's somebody who had two people in very high places, President of the United States and Attorney General running for President of the United States, same family, assassinated. You can't tell me that there's somebody out there who's going, I can make a name for myself and become the guy who did the hat trick. But they refuse him five times? How is that defending democracy?
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. And I think they're afraid of RFK Jr. as well.
No doubt. They see him as a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because when he's added to the mix in every single poll, he pulls from Joe Biden. And they know that in order to be able to maintain the edge so they can affect the, oh, I count the votes, so I guess we can throw the fudge factor in there. In order to keep that, they have to keep it as close as possible. And then the shenanigans will happen again in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in all of the swing states that everybody raised an eyebrow with last time, because it did happen. You know, you can argue whether it was stolen or not stolen, but you can't argue the fact that after the election, people were looking at certain states that were problematic in the vote counting, and they did find irregularities there.
Well, of course they did. Yeah. And by the way, and I appreciate what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said recently in an interview, and he said that, it's much different to question the results of an election, of which Donald Trump did question, just like Stacey Abrams, I should say, she questioned it.
And Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary Clinton, exactly. But it's much different to do that than it is to try to usurp the First Amendment by going to these social media companies and trying to silence people and stuff like this and take control. You know, and I think he rankled a lot of feathers when he said that kind of thing.
Well, he speaks the truth, and a lot of times the truth offends people who don't understand that it's the truth.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it is. The First Amendment is sacrosanct in any country that says they're free. Without freedom of speech, there is no freedom. Period. Dot.
Yep.
So you've got this Hillary Clinton. They stole the election. They stole the election from me. This is an illegitimate president. It's an illegitimate win. Stacey Abrams, the same thing. You can say whatever you want. The consequences will be how the people look at you. But to stifle free speech and censor people and remove the opposition from the ballot? Uh-uh.
But when Donald Trump questioned an election or election results or irregularities, he's an insurrectionist.
Yeah.
We'll stay right there, Frank. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot more, folks, with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and more with me. So stay right there. We are cruising through this Monday edition. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News. news update. Civil War is taking the top spot at the box office this weekend, although its take is small compared to earlier blockbusters this year. The dystopian thriller earned over $10 million from opening day and preview screenings. After topping domestic charts for 2 weeks, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire will come in second after making $3.9 million on Friday. Where should you retire if you want to live in America's best suburb? USA's John Schaefer has the answer.
According to a recent survey, Brentwood, Tennessee is the top suburb for Americans to enjoy their retirement years. Old House Reviews has ranked the top 10 suburbs nationwide for retirees. Following Brentwood, Winchester, Nevada secures the second spot.
Those who have yet to file their 2023 federal income tax return have until 11:59 p.m. Monday, April 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And thanks to Driver Ron, not only for a great song request earlier this morning, but he does write in. He says, good morning, Kyle. Not only is it tax day. Yeah, it's tax day. But the anniversary of one of the most tragic shipping disasters ever, the sinking of the Titanic, April 15th, 1912. And you're right about that, Driver Ron, and certainly something to remember. But I got to tell you, yeah, it just that is such a compelling tragedy, compelling stories that I don't think we'll ever really exhaust it. But thanks for letting us know. I appreciate it. And be safe out there as well, Driver Ron. And, of course, we've got Frank Silvato with us, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Frank's also author of the book Nullification, which you can find out all about there. But you can also go to Amazon.com, I believe. Isn't that correct, Frank Silvato?
Absolutely, Mr. Kyle.
All right. Very cool. Well, people can do that. Just type in the book title or type in your name, and they should be off and running.
That's correct. You can get it in Kindle format or you can get it in paperback. It's my hope you read it and pass it on to somebody who's you trust in statewide elected office so they open their eyes to the reality that, you know what, there is a recourse for overreaching federal government in this day and age, and that is for your state legislatures to nullify unconstitutional federal
edicts and laws. They can do that. It is their purview under the Constitution.
Well, you know, one of the big issues, obviously, that is now front and center where states' rights are concerned is the abortion issue. And does this enter into the nullification aspect of things? Or is, in other words, say, for example, if somebody tried to do a national abortion law or something like that, and if it's not part of the Constitution in the sense that the Supreme Court sent it back to the states, would that also enter into the mix somehow?
Yeah, it would. You know, the bottom line with the abortion issue, and this is why the right just absolutely sucks at messaging. They should be taking the position that I don't know what you're ticked about, pro-abortion people. You've got more freedom to do whatever you want to state by state.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. If you look at the abortion law in California now, I mean, it's almost as if they can abort someone a year after they're born.
Yeah.
You know, there are some states that don't believe in it. They have their idea of the way it should be. The other states have maybe something that's a little more liberal. But literally, there is more freedom across the spectrum where the subject of abortion is concerned than there's ever been, even under Roe v. Wade. So the messaging aspect of the conservative movement when it comes to this, where it's this absolute thing, move it away from – I'm not saying that it doesn't have an element into it and that it's not a moral issue. It is. But if you want to win politically, start questioning the points of this issue – that make a difference with the people who don't value the morality of it as much as you do. Mm-hmm. If there's more freedom in New York and Illinois and California, point that out.
Yeah.
Point that out. People were going from state to state to get away from state COVID mandates. You're telling me they wouldn't, if they really wanted to, they couldn't go to another state to get that procedure done? I don't believe it. I don't believe the idea that the pro-abortion people are saying it's such a taxing thing and they can't have it. They can't get it done. It's ruining their life, this lack of access to women's reproductive rights. And I don't know how ending a pregnancy is a reproductive right. I don't get that either, because it has nothing to do with reproduction. It has to do with ending production. But this idea that there has to be a centralized law about this is antithetical to everything we were set up to be. I've said this, I don't know how many times, 50 separate states, 50 separate constitutions. The federal government is supposed to have the smallest footprint in your life, not the largest one, the way the Democrats and the progressives have transformed it into being. So if you don't like the laws in one state, you've got the freedom to go to another one.
Well, right. And this, you know, I don't know if you've heard what Whoopi Goldberg said late last week, and that is that the GOP wants to bring back slavery. So in other words, but it's still like a two-way street here. A particular state, you know, just to push back what Whoopi Goldberg's talking about, a state couldn't actually implement slavery and that not pass muster with the U.S. Constitution at that point. So it does go both ways, one would think.
Well, if it's constitutional, then trying to nullify something that's constitutional, you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will lose in the Supreme Court when it gets there. Nullification is to be used for unconstitutional measures. When they went after Abbott and the people in Texas for trying to secure their own border, that kind of litigation, you nullify it and don't recognize it. So you can't keep me from doing that. There's nothing in the Constitution that says I can't. As a matter of fact, the 10th Amendment secures my right to do this, along with the 9th Amendment.
Right.
You know, so it's about
it's about these mandates. You have a mask mandate. The federal government says that you will have a mask mandate. You will close all your restaurants. No. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives you the authority to disrupt the economy of a state because a bureaucratic department or agency has decided they're going to create a regulation in order to make you do it. You want to litigate it? That's fine, but we nullify it at this point in time. And it's not an easy process to do. I'm not saying that nullification is something that's easy. It's not. You have to go through the state legislature to get it passed, and it's probably going to be a supermajority needed in the legislature. Then the governor's got to sign it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate what you say so much, Frank, because this idea, that word you just used, easy. Well, none of this stuff ever really is easy, per se. That's why it's hard to grind out, you know, self-governance, you know, through, you know, in our system. It's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be easy. But what happens, though, is that there is that easy road, which turns into the groupthink. Oh, yeah, we all got to wear the mask. Oh, yeah, we all got to shut down everything. Oh, yeah, well, Dr. Fauci said so. And then it takes on a life of its own, and people don't realize that you do have choices.
That's what has helped the left centralize the federal government, power into the federal government. That's the easy way out. Let's create a federal law about this. And every single time that you do that on a particular issue, you move power away from being closest to you at the state level to the federal level, which makes trying to change it if it's a bad law 100 times harder.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. I'm telling you, folks, you're not hearing this kind of stuff all over the place. You're hearing it right here. And this is the stuff, Frank, of the very fabric of what makes our union actually thrive, is the ability, and not just have the Mount Olympus somewhere, and then you just have to, that's all there is.
We call it a union because it is a union of states. It's a compact of 50 separate states in the creation of a federal government. It's supposed to be the grout that fills in the cracks in the tile. It's not supposed to be the tile itself. It's supposed to be the thing that binds us together, and that's why federal purview is so specific. Immigration, which they're not doing right now, by the way.
Right.
You know, common defense, things like that. It's not supposed to be, well, we're gonna figure out how to tax the outlets in your house. If you have over 10, then it's going to be more money, you know, because yeah, certain states do that. You're laughing, but
yeah.
try to build something in Florida and get away with that in some counties. But it's the truth. You know, the federal government's not supposed to have this all-encompassing power that they have. The states are supposed to have that kind of a power.
Indeed. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. The time has flown by, as always, and we're going to look forward to talking with you again on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. undergroundusa.com. That's the website. And folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. We've got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. We're going to talk about the Masters and a bunch of other stuff. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So let me get this straight. John Kirby is saying that the billions of dollars that the Biden administration unlocked for Iran, let me get this straight, aren't going to the regime. He denies that the funds are fungible and ultimately blames Donald Trump. Okay. All right. Well, that's, of course, in the aftermath of this huge attack of Iran onto Israel. And, yeah, don't worry about those billions of dollars, folks. It's not going to the regime. That's only there for humanitarian purposes. It's all good. And you don't have to think about it anymore. See, that's what he wants to tell you, I suppose. All right, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got Patrick Hyland. He is the host of the Sports Zone. You can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer every Sunday, Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Patrick is also the insurance quarterback. So, once again, welcome back to the program, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Kyle. How's everything going, my friend?
Well, it's going great, and here we are. It's Monday, and I'm so happy to talk to you because now we've seen what's happened at the Masters now.
Yes, we have. Mr. Scheffler has secured his second Masters jacket, so God bless him.
Wow.
And he just played great, man. I mean, he averaged less than 70 for each round. To do that at the Masters, the way they've changed the conditions there, and the weather conditions were a little rough this week. So hats off to the guy. He came and played. There's no question about it. So it's kind of funny. You had John Rahm last year. You know, he had Scheffler, then Rahm, and now Scheffler again. So does that mean that Rahm gets it next year? We'll see.
Well, I heard that Tiger Woods did something. He had the highest score as a pro, evidently.
He did. You know, he made the cut, though. And he did. That's the first. It's 24 years in a row he's made the cut. So that's a record.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. So yeah, congratulations to him for that. His just health is hurting him, man. You know, all his surgeries and injuries from playing and car accident. It's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see him. You know, he still has some magic. Anybody who's to that level has some magic left. It's just tough as we get older, you know, to play four solid rounds of golf, especially at that type of golf course. It's just a lot to ask. It's amazing Jack Nicklaus won it at 46, but he didn't have the injuries, you know, that Tiger did. So mm-hmm. there's your difference. So he's 48 now, so he's not a kid. Yeah. It was outstanding. He made the cut. A lot of people didn't think he'd make the cut. So, you know, pretty good stuff there, Kyle. But again, Scheffler did a wonderful job. So that's what it's all about. Well, a little NASCAR for you, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Elliott Trapps in Texas. He snaps a 42 race winless drought. So congratulations to him for doing that. It's tough. You know, it's tough to win on the PGA Tour. It's tough to win in NASCAR. People don't realize it's a lot to ask to win a race or to win a golf tournament. It's only a certain amount of people make it, Cal. That's why it's funny how everybody kind of puts all their eggs in one basket thinking they're going to be a superstar in sports, and then it doesn't happen. When it's 1% of the people that make it, you should kind of expect that, but that's why you really got to be concentrating when you're in school. Now the kids can make money in college, though. Life-changing money. So
yeah,
as long as they put it away and act intelligently, it's not a bad gig either. It's all changed, Cal. It's more entertainment than competition now also. We talked about that on the show yesterday. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but it's reality of where we are in today's society. So who do we blame that on? Do we blame that on Trump too, Kyle?
Well, you might as well. I mean, you know, just throw it in there and, you know, but yeah, because it seems like everything's blamed on him. But yeah, I think you're right to a great degree. I noticed being back at Angel Stadium, it was the night after opening night, so we weren't there opening night, but we watched them play the Red Sox, and it just seems like there's never, like, I want to say, a quiet moment during the game, because no matter, as soon as the ball's hit and they catch the ball and they throw the, make the play, then something else starts up, and it just constantly going, and some of that little bit of a piece of, you know, sort of watching the game and just kind of relaxing, that's kind of going away, only because it's, like you said, I think it's a lot of entertainment that's happening.
Yeah, that's part of it. I'm glad the game has sped up, though. I think it's made it more interesting and made it better than a law. I think the younger group likes it better, and that's a good thing. You want to keep people, you know, involved in liking a sport so it can continue on.
Oh, sure.
It's so important, you know. So a couple things in NBA. The Thunder clinched the number one seeds, and the Nuggets take the number two seed, and the Knicks jump up to a number two seed with an overtime win against the Bulls. So we'll have a couple play-in games tomorrow in the NBA to see who makes the final playoff spots. And then we'll have the race for the NBA championship this year. It should be a good one. Hockey, I think we're going to see some different teams this year, which is going to be nice, get to the finals, or at least the, you know, semifinals for it all. And that's a good thing. I think a lot of people like to see different teams make it and do some good. So I hope I'm correct in that statement. I believe I am. That's what I hear on the streets anyway, Cal. Dynasties are one thing, but, you know, that's only good for a certain percentage of the crowd. You and I have talked about that before. Do you want championships or you just want consistency making the playoffs?
Well, yeah. And
go ahead.
No, thanks, Patrick. I was just simply going to say, yeah, a lot of times it is kind of neat or cool to see somebody come out of left field, as it were, and become a superstar or help lead their team to a championship that they never had before, something like that. And that in and of itself is exciting, you know.
Exactly. You know, the old, you know, worst to first stories are always a neat thing. Hey, your Angels are coming here to Tampa Bay there, Mr. Warren.
That's right.
So, you'll be able to catch a few of the games. You'll get to see the trot on the TV and see who wins those games. It should be good. Well, they went out and played them last week out in your neck of the woods. Now they're going to take them on here. So it'd be fun. I'm looking forward to that. That's another thing baseball's done fantastic with. Instead of playing so many teams in your division so much, you're going to play more different teams more often. I thought that was a wonderful idea. So,
oh yeah,
I want football to do more of that. I'm not a big fan of playing your division, playing two in your division. I'd rather just play everybody once in your conference. And then play a couple games outside your conference and see how it all plays out. I think that just makes the game better and get more of a true who's better eight teams to make the playoffs. They're at seven now. I wouldn't have a problem making it eight and just going that route with it. But we'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe one day that's when it will go down. Basketball and hockey have kind of work towards that, and hopefully football will do the same. Last but not least, I want your take on this verbiage. You know, Otani's interpreter. Technically, I stole. Can you help me out with that term, technically?
Technically.
Okay.
I can't help you. I'm not sure I can't help you on that.
Okay, I appreciate you trying. At least you thought about it for a second. Yeah. Right. I mean, the way they want to insult people's intelligence, we all need to wake up in this country. That's why, you know, I like what you talk about on this show. And people need to listen and do things, you know. When it comes to your own personal, financial, and well-being, you know, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. I can save you some money or give you the peace of mind that you do have the right plan for yourself. So please, again, give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. And if you want to get involved in the political realm, go to your grassroots. Call your congressman. Call your representative in your area. Call your county commissioner. These are the things you have to do, folks, if you want to see a change in this great country of ours. So change your own personal well-being by giving me a call, and then also change what's going on in this country by calling your local people. We all got to take an effort in this, Cal, make some things happen, brother. So,
indeed.
Anyway, keep up the good work on the show, Cal. God bless you. I'll talk to you Wednesday morning. Everybody, make it a great day. Thanks, Cal.
Take care, Patrick. God bless. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know, it's always great to talk with Patrick, and we will be talking with him again on Wednesday. And we're going to be talking with you again tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Yes. Go out there. Make it a great day today. Take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.